WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Israeli Security Cabinet has accepted the ceasefire deal with Hamas. It now just needs full ratification from the government. It would go into effect Sunday. ABC's Ian Panel has the latest from Tel Aviv.
A war ravaged Gaza. A ceasefire can't come soon enough.
Israeli airstrikes raining down on the strip since the agreement was announced, killing more than 100, according to the Hamas-run health authority.
The deal would see the release of 33 hostages, the first three taking place on Sunday. The Supreme Court could rule today on whether the law that bans TikTok in the U.S. can go into effect Sunday, but the Biden administration says they do not plan to enforce a ban. And President-elect Trump's incoming national security advisor says there are plans in place to keep TikTok from going dark. The president commuted the sentences of almost 2,500 nonviolent drug offenders and better weather conditions, giving Southern California residents and firefighters a reprieve. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. After the weekend, we'll have a new presidential administration. President-elect Donald Trump has promised mass deportations that he says will start immediately. And at least one local advocacy group says they'll be prepared. Dane Sanctuary Coalition says they're working with the Dane County Office of Immigration Affairs to protect immigrants here in the Madison area. That coalition is made up of Centro Hispano, Voces de la Frontera, and local faith communities. Meanwhile, Dane County officials are worried that people who are here illegally will stop reaching out for services and help when they need them. That's especially true when it comes to law enforcement. But Sheriff Calvin Barrett and District Attorney Ishmael Ozan want people to know they're separate from the federal government. When someone is getting services from the county, their immigration status doesn't matter. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement labels the Dane County Sheriff's Office a non-cooperative agency. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, people who are here illegally are less likely to commit a crime than natural-born U.S. citizens. In fact, multiple studies now indicate that increasing immigration in communities with inclusive policies can actually lower crime rates overall. Data from the University of Maryland shows 63% of Wisconsin voters prefer a path to citizenship over mass deportation. And that's true on both sides of the aisle. Even a majority of Wisconsin Republicans prefer a pathway to citizenship. It's estimated that 70% of Wisconsin's dairy workforce is made up of immigrants. Meanwhile, fewer guns were confiscated from Wisconsin airports last year. The new report just came out from the TSA. It shows that in 2024, agents stopped 29 guns from going through security checkpoints across the state. In 2023, that number was 36. But actually, here in Madison at the Dane County Regional Airport, the numbers have risen slightly. Agents there seized 4 guns in 2023 and 6 in 2024. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks bounce back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks have won 4 of their last 5 games. They host the Raptors tonight. Now, they beat the Magic on Wednesday. On Tuesday, they ended the Kings' 7-game winning streak. But on Sunday, they got blown out by the Knicks. Head coach Doc Rivers.
Tonight, I thought we were high energy. The other night, we had no energy. The good part of that is it makes you know you can play against anybody. The bad part of that is if you don't have it, you can lose against anybody, and we've shown that too much.
Baseball players and coaches remembering Bob Uecker, who died after a battle with lung cancer. I asked Ryan Braun if he relied on Uecker as a confidant and friend.
Yeah, I think it always felt like a safe space when you were having a conversation with him. He was almost like a team psychiatrist or psychologist where you knew that you could talk to him about anything, you could fully trust him, you valued his feedback and his opinion, and you knew that anything that you shared, you could trust that he was going to do right by you.
That's former Brewer Ryan Braun. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be warmer but windy today. Some sunshine this morning. Clouds will increase this afternoon with a high right around 40 this afternoon. Tonight it gets colder with a low of 12. Tomorrow, sunny, windy, 17. We're going to drop to 3 below Sunday with a high on Sunday afternoon right around 0. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Matt Nair on air.
Stephen Aronson from Wisconsin Knitwear, based in Milwaukee. KnitHats.com. Our own Beyond the Cheese.
Yeah, there you go. That in the green and gold.
That is so awesome.
Very, very kind of you. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. I was so excited you called. And
you are so
within the day.
We will be giving some of these away.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the next couple of weeks.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
Good morning, Pam.
She's reporting on The Green and Gold, a new film that's out there. You were at the premiere.
Yeah, they had the Green and Gold movie, which is a story about a dairy farmer bets on the Packers to win the Super Bowl. I'll be honest with you. Last time that I went to a red carpet event, it was when a company revealed a new herbicide.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
We have a very big, important meeting. So coming up on the show, a specially curated edition of Matinair on Air. We'll be back with you live on Monday. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings at 11. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Had the busiest last week as president than any president since Jimmy Carter. Both engaged in the same thing, a hostage release negotiation, which seems to have succeeded. Did you have any discussions about the ceasefire negotiations with the president-elect Trump this week or last week as the deal was coming to a close?
No.
Have you discussed it with him at all since the election?
No, very, very briefly, when he came in here, I spent 2 hours with him to try to change the nature of the transfer of power so it was done peacefully. And I told him what I was doing, what I thought could happen. What we did, we brought in the people, or his, going to be his national security people. We brought them in closer to tell them what was happening as we hand this off.
Thank you, President Biden. We just said yesterday, that moment with that reporter summed everything up when she said, who gets credit for this Middle East peace thing, you or Trump? And he just literally, first of all, Kamala Harris did the not today Satan face. She turned around. She did. And Biden just said, is that a joke? I mean, he's been negotiating this and putting this framework together for months, hands it off to him. And you know damn well Netanyahu is holding this off so that Trump can go, oh, I deserve the Nobel Peace Prize. Look what I did. He's going to take credit for everything.
There's a breakthrough this morning.
Yes, Cub reporter Crystal Boyd.
The Israeli cabinet voted for the ceasefire.
Yay! Hooray. Jody and I were talking for the show about Biden's final approval rating of 36%, and it makes me
angry.
Yes. if you watch any of the interview with Lawrence O'Donnell, or as you say, your mom's boyfriend, which you can write that as many times as you want, he is not Carol Burnett's boyfriend. He is my boyfriend.
Boyfriend.
He is my boyfriend. I simply.
Pimped
your mother out to get Lawrence O'Donnell to come to Boston Sexy Liberal, which worked.
She's his girlfriend.
All right. Anyway, Chris.
Yes. I'm here.
if you watched any of it, it just, he does have such an extraordinary record, and all of this, we were talking back and forth, oh no, now mommy and daddy are also fighting again. It's not just, no, dear. There's reporting that, you know, Kamala Harris is very sad that Biden said he would have won the election, which I understand that because she was extraordinarily loyal to him, and he tried to sort of correct that, but, you know, I think based on this polling, which, again, not his fault, it's the mainstream media, that, I mean, I can't even imagine how you in history can ignore his record. of success. I mean, it's just, but here we are. Our friend, our little stem cell, Victor Shi, wrote a great piece because he listens to Mommy. Hi, Victor. About information infrastructure. And that is almost the only thing. We're in the middle of it. He wrote a piece about, you know, L.A. fire misinformation, which is, you know, again, to our point. But it's, you know, when you think about it, this didn't start in this last election. Mm-hmm. In 2016, I mean, Victor writes that Democrats have to finally wake up. If this election and now even this fire doesn't tell them, oh, my God, we have to have a better system to combat this disinformation. Because I was going to say in 2016, we didn't take seriously. I didn't think anyone would believe Hillary Clinton had a child sex ring in a pizza basement. But enough people did that she very narrowly lost, thanks to a lot of other factors, you know. But So this isn't new, the disinformation. They've just gotten even better at it and you know, more outlets to echo the lies. And so it's anyway, he writes a great piece. We'll link to it, but about, you know, us going on offense and not just defense. I said that yesterday. Mm-hmm. It's just our whole life becomes no, that's not true. That's not true. That's not true. You know, we're just perpetually on defense against this, you know, wall of lies. But anyway, yeah, you were saying there's Biden last night, sharp.
Sharp as a tack.
Just, I do think the one person you can't blame is Kamala Harris. She was, in fact, she was loyal to him to a fault, to a lot of pundits saying she should have distanced herself more. She didn't. And she was not a part of pushing him out at all. So, you know, I think he tried to, I think he said something about based on the polling, he thinks he would have won. I mean, but not the polling I saw, you know, right. I don't think anyway. Ah. But I get it, you know, but a lot of us were very upset about the way he got pushed out. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Kamala Harris didn't want to be any part of that and wasn't, and then didn't, you know, can you imagine if she would have run on that? Like, oh, this terrible administration, I'm not going to do anything like that.
We've gotten less votes.
Right. Okay. Chris, you're very quiet this morning.
It's very quiet. I'm listening to you.
Are you all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're both very quiet right now.
Okay.
Your name's on the show. I'm listening to you.
All right. I need a love letter then. Because why? Mary is waiting for me in D.C. Mary, usually in Michigan, is now in D.C. Steph, I'll see you at the Warner in D.C. tomorrow night. Woo-hoo. Woo indeed who. I arrived from Detroit yesterday to do some research at an archive, and honest to God, a fellow researcher told me she just saw a red hat in a motorhome asking a cop why there's no RV parking on the mall.
Really?
I expect another day one executive order rectifying that. Oh, God. It's going to be all RVs and Schlitz cans.
Is Schlitz still around?
I don't know. Like you, I am fleeing the scene immediately after the show and will spend Martin Luther King Day in Michigan donating blood, killing my Facebook threads and Insta accounts, freezing my ass off in the coming polar vortex, and, of course, celebrating Allison Gill's birthday. Can't wait to see you all.
Yeah, her birthday's on Monday.
We're lousy with Capricorn birthdays.
Well, she's a cuss.
Stephanie Miller beloveds.
She's a cuss. She's Capricorn,
oh,
Aquarius,
she
cuss.
All right. Speaking of something Allison's been asking for, I guess this is a Hail Mary, but hey, there's still time. Merrick Garland. Oh, I saw the whole piece you sent me, Harry Lippmann, defending Merrick Garland. What I did with that, I wiped my ass with that. Threw it out. I love Harry, but I threw that out.
No, you don't love him that much.
Enough
He's
to
wrong.
Wipe
He's
her
wrong
butt.
About Merrick Garland.
Him. Enough to wipe her butt.
But Democrats on the House Judiciary have asked him to drop. This is what we've been saying for how long? You know what that shows, Chris? That
Stephanie Miller
is the epicenter of the universe. I say it here. It comes out there. They have asked Merrick Garland to drop federal charges against Trump's two co-defendants in the Mar-a-Lago classified documents case. Our friend Jamie Raskin, who will join us on stage tomorrow night.
That's right.
And Dan Goldman sent a letter asking for the charges to be dropped to ensure that the DOJ can release the rest of Jack Smith's report on the I could not agree more. We will obviously talk to Representative Raskin about that tomorrow. Pay-per-view is only $20, America. And you ask how you can support us in general, progressive infrastructure, all of us going through the fires here, all of that stuff. Please, please, please support this whole, cinematic universe.
Sure. Buy our stuff.
Right.
There you go.
John Fugelsang, Hal Sparks, Brangela. It helps all of us on stage tomorrow night with us. Representative Jamie Raskin, Officer Harry Dunn, George Conway, Olivia Troy, Tara Settmeyer, and JoJo from Jersey.
Right.
I mean, come on.
And you're going to be all hopped up on Native Path Collagen.
Yes, I will. And also, I have sparkly silver nails to go with my sparkly silver dress. I don't know if you remember this, but Jody helped me pick that out, and I wore it for the very first show in San Francisco, which was 11 billion years ago.
Sure.
When was that? Last January? It was a year ago.
It was like February, is it?
No Francisco? One remembers that dress. It wasn't on pay-per-view. Yeah.
Yeah, that was late January.
Yeah.
I look like the curtain behind Liberace. Sparkly and fantastic.
You look like a disco ball.
Because, you know, I thought I'd be there celebrating the first African-American woman.
Things didn't turn out that way.
No.
Like a disco ball.
Not good.
Okay, Chris.
Yes.
Uh-oh. I think this would be easy because I just said. Chris, who said the American people now deserve the opportunity to read Volume 2 of Special Counsel Smith's report, which explains how President Trump knowingly retained hundreds of presidential and highly classified records at Mar-a-Lago Club and then deliberately defied subpoenas, obstructed law enforcement, hid evidence, and lied about his continuing retention of those records?
Disco Stew.
No. Representative Janie Raskin, star of stage, screen, Congress, and sexy liberal tomorrow night. I just told you. He's the one that wrote the letter to the... Oh, Chris.
Yes.
Yes. We've been irritating each other for so many years.
America, and me only like
America
11.
Appreciates your service.
You've only been irritating me for like 11.
Right? I know. It is in the very nature of American democracy that the people have a right to know the public actions of their public officials, and it is essential to the rule of law that the Justice Department special counsel reports continue to be available and accessible to the public. Who said that?
Comic book guy.
No, Jamie Raskin and Dan Goldman. I just told you, Ara, you have one final round.
Okay, let's do this.
It's the final. Ready?
Okay.
Wow, we're singing Europe songs now?
I am tired. As Attorney General, it is incumbent upon you to take all necessary steps to ensure the report is released before the end of your tenure, including, if necessary, by simply dismissing the remaining criminal charges against Mr. Trump's co-conspirators. Who said that?
Waylon Smithers.
No, Jamie Raskin, who will be on the stage tomorrow
Mr. Burns?
Night.
Excellent.
Going with lesser characters.
Excellent. You know, everything may seem, but I don't know about you, I feel better that Mel Gibson is the official ambassador to something,
and
Hollywood.
One of,
he's
one of many.
Yes, along with super equally crazy John Boyd and Sylvester Stallone.
Scott Baio.
Well, there's a brain Cain. Trust. Are they calling
Kevin Sorbo and Dean Cain and Scott Baio are very upset right now.
No, they're part of this.
Oh, they are?
Oh, yeah.
Well, this is a think tank. It's my honor to announce John Boyd. I guess this would be an official proclamation from the...
Oh, yeah,
the bassinet of the... Yes, my goodness. Okay.
Hooray!
It's my honor to announce John Boyd, Mel Gibson, and Sylvester Stallone to be special ambassador to a great but very troubled place, Hollywood.
Really?
Really? They will serve as special envoys for the purpose of bringing Hollywood back. Oh, did Hollywood leave?
From?
Is Hollywood not making any money right now? Oh, that's... Good to know.
While we sit in the middle of Hollywood.
Right.
Right.
These very talented people will be my eyes and ears, and I'll get done what they say. Okay, here's how in the know. Mel Gibson had no idea about this.
No.
He was as surprised as, he was okay.
He's kind of dealing with things at home.
Yeah. Just wanted to know if he gets a free house out of it, because, Okay. Gibson, as you recall, I think we played it, suggested on Fox News last week that the fires may have been, quote-unquote, commissioned.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure by Jewish space laser or something. Yeah. Democrats did
Never
it on
know.
Purpose because
Why
something.
Not?
I'm sure he blames
right.
the Jews.
And then while his house was burning, he was on Joe Rogan's podcast claiming that four of his friends' stage 4 cancer was cured by
ivermectin.
Yeah, that's helpful. Okay. I feel better. Don't you feel better now?
Yeah,
I don't.
I'm glad we don't sell ivermectin.
Oh, Matt Gaetz, Rapey McForehead, is selling that now.
That's really?
Right, from Attorney General nominee to hawking non-COVID cures.
Yeah.
What's the other thing? What's the horse-based?
Hydrochloroquine?
No, hydrochloroquine, and then ivermectin is the horse-based.
Is the horse-based.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. All right, then. We have Glenn Kirshner, John Fugelsang, and Fridays with Frangela. Oh, and are they already there?
The late Angela's there.
Okay.
Francis is flying at 1 p.m. Probably on
with me.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, we could. Oh, she's so small. You take her as a carry-on. We save money. She's teeny.
You put her in the thing?
If they're, you know, it's a good thing it's not Disneyland. There's not a you must be this tall to get on this plane.
Right.
Because she's a no-go.
Fold her in half and put her in the overhead compartment.
That's what I just said. Yeah. Why don't you listen? Do you listen to me?
No, you didn't say fold her in
half. Yes, I said put her, I can put her in the over.
You didn't say fold her in half.
I said carry on. What,
put her in my feet. You know,
you don't listen to me.
So she can come out and get some water at some point, you know, just right by your feet.
Pookie, remember Pookie? My very first dog was my little 10-pound peek-a-poo. I had to travel, under the seat carrier.
Which,
yes, he did that the entire flight, so I had to take him out and hide him under a blanket so that he could lick my face repeatedly
and
for 5 hours.
Down.
Yeah. And but I was cheating because I remember the flight attendant came back and said, look how good he's being. He hasn't made a peep. And I'm like, yeah.
Bonnie would lick you as well.
Yes. She's a licky, licky, licky. Dr. Licky. All right. I'm sleepy and I got a flight to D.C. today. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Freedom From Religion.
Perf.
Yeah. You knew the God sent the fires because people were going to be here on cue, which always makes every tragedy worse, by the way. Yeah. Or better, excuse me. I was trying to engage in snark, and I did it incorrectly.
Kinda. But you're flying too,
time to so. Join the From Religion Foundation. FERF is a leading voice for the separation of church and state. They're standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, advocating for science and reason in government. Someone's got to do that because
science.
No one in the incoming government will do it. When you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You get exclusive content, like their Free Thought Today newspaper events with top thinkers and activists, so much more. Ready to take action? Go to ffrf.us/Miller today or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. This 2025, this year, this is it, the year we protect your religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
To alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
Are you ready to make better sleep your New Year's resolution? Cozy Earth completely transformed my sleep. It has made all the difference. I used to toss and turn, but since switching to their bamboo sheet set, my sleep has been deeper, more refreshing. Cozy Earth sheets made from 100% premium viscose from bamboo. They're incredibly soft, breathable. They get even softer with every wash. Good sleep is essential to my routine, giving me the energy to tackle my day, feel my best. Cozy Earth also prioritizes quality and care with a 100-night sleep trial. Try their sheets for up to 100 nights, and if you don't love them, return them for a full refund. You can't go wrong, and for cozy nights and relaxed mornings, their bamboo pajama set is another must-have. It's soft, breathable, and sleeps cooler than cotton, keeping you perfectly comfortable. A better year starts with better sleep. Wrap yourself in Cozy Earth. Visit CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use my exclusive code Stephanie for up to 40% off. CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. And if you get a post-purchase survey, mention you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller. Please and thank you.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In the first week of the new session of the Wisconsin State Legislature, Republicans fast-tracked a measure that would put a question on the ballot in the upcoming spring election that would enshrine voter ID in the state constitution. Two things on this. First, it is telling that Republicans made this their very first order of business. Senate Democratic leader Dianne Hesselbein responded to this, saying it's not cost of living or health care or gun violence that Republicans wanted to focus on, but a constitutional amendment. Telling, isn't it? But that leads to the second piece. Republicans are clearly doing this for politically motivated reasons. By having this on the spring election ballot, they're betting it will make it more likely that people who showed up to vote for Donald Trump in November will be heading to the polls to help elect right-wing candidate Brad Schimmel to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. That election is on April 1st, so buckle up.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
I'm Dr. Jasmine Zapata, Chief Medical Officer for Community Health at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Every year in the U.S., about 21,000 lung cancer deaths are caused by radon, an odorless, tasteless, and colorless gas. One in 10 Wisconsin homes has high levels of radon. Does yours? Call 1-888-LOW-RADON or visit lowradon.org to learn more. Test. Fix. Save a life.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Calm.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, it is the Stephanie Miller Show.
We don't get enough Sheena Easton in our lives.
No,
there's never enough. Really? My dad had a crush on her.
Oh. I love her. Didn't she do that health club commercial where she was working out in stilettos?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, she could.
This was lodged in my memory bank somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, who doesn't work out in their stilettos?
I do all the time.
Yeah.
I do.
Hmm? Do you?
Yeah.
In your jeans with no shirt and your stilettos?
No, mm-hmm. Just my stilettos. That's
single
it.
White male. That's him.
Yep.
On the bench press. Just... Okay. Can I just say, we've mentioned this before, but this pisses me off. Speaking of the oligarchy the president warns us going into, these... rich people hiring private firefighters, yeah. Like Republican Rick Caruso, who lost the mayoral race to, you know, Mayor Bass. So they have not, you know, can't say enough bad things about Gavin Newsom and Karen Bass and, you know, our firefighters. And meanwhile, they're hiring their own private firefighting team. I have nothing against rich people, success, whatever. But first of all, like, he was told they're running short on water. Mm-hmm. So you can imagine there's people going, you know... were they using that water? You know, like, this is part of the, oh, we don't live in a society. If I'm rich, screw you. You know, where this feels like this will be Donald Trump's America. Like, you'll only be able to protect yourself if you have, you know, if you're super rich. So some of the city super rich seem to have survived almost unscathed. All I can say is we got hired and we've been ordered to stay here. I'm not allowed to tell you more than that, said one of the private firefighters. Right. They were stationed at a property owned by billionaire developer Rick Caruso. Other private firefighters stood guard in front of some of the untouched princely villas that dot the hillsides. And we remember in 2018, Kim Kardashian hired private firefighters. And, of course, they were first in line to bash Karen Bass and Democrats and whatever, and they're like known water hogs, like tens of thousands of gallons over what, you know, the limit is supposed to be. And I'm just reading this part of the story. It can also create problems. Taxpayer-funded services should not have to focus resources on taking care of them because either they're ill-equipped or ill-prepared and they've gotten themselves into a difficult situation. I mean, I can see them getting in the way of the actual firefighters and using their resources. One Palisades resident said it'll be very interesting to know if they use these fire hydrants. I really hope they brought their own water because, you know, we were talking about the hydrants running dry, not because there wasn't water, because the pressure from so many, you know, of them being used at the same time. So I just find that disturbing. Okay, let's go to Vicky in Pennsylvania is excited about tomorrow. Squee. Hi, Vicky.
Hi.
Hi.
I can't really hear you, but anyway, I wanted to, this is a public service announcement for everybody going to the show tomorrow night. They're doing some weird closures.
Oh.
And the streets around the Warner Theater.
Okay.
Are closed, are going to be
yeah,
closed.
Yeah, we got a notification Sunday, about that last night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably for the...
Yeah, I know. And
it's a Secret Service
thing.
Yeah, give yourself extra time.
Yes.
Yeah. Vicky, sorry, we have a hard break, but thank
theater.
You. Thank you for the heads up, honey. Sorry about that. Hard break and Glenn Kirshner next.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A Wisconsin child has died from the flu. Health officials say they live in the northern part of the state. Officials from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services say the flu has been deadly here every year over the last two decades. Respiratory disease epidemiologist Tom Haupt.
Children under five are at higher risk for complications from influenza and RSV, for that matter, and COVID, just because of their age. But also pediatric hospitalizations, if they have any kind of underlying illnesses, whether it's diabetes, asthma, anything that would lower their immune system does increase their possibility of having complications from these particular viruses.
On average, 1 to 6 Wisconsin kids succumb to the illness each year. Depending on the strain, 5 to 20% of people can get the flu each year, according to the American Lung Association. And now there's another complication, one that has grown since the start of the pandemic, vaccine hesitancy. Fewer and fewer people are getting their flu shot each year.
We're running at 31% statewide right now, which is disappointing. It's a little bit lower than last year, but it continues that decline. It's frustrating because we want to get this message out to people as to the complications and what can happen if the person who is at high risk does come down with complications. Unfortunately, we have this pediatric death.
Haupt says we're approaching the peak of illness season between flu, COVID-19, and respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV. When it comes to the COVID-19 vaccine, only 16% of eligible Wisconsinites have an updated shot. Meanwhile, 22% of people above 60 have their RSV vaccine. To find a vaccine near you, you can call your doctor's office, your local pharmacy, or your local health department. For more news, you can head to our website, WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be warmer but windy today. Some sunshine this morning. Clouds will increase this afternoon with a high right around 40 this afternoon. Tonight it gets colder with a low of 12. Tomorrow, sunny, windy, 17. We're going to drop to 3 below Sunday with a high on Sunday afternoon right around 0. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on 2-lane highways in northern Wisconsin in the dead of winter, it could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zany's next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Anthony Anderson. For the past 80 years, the United Negro College Fund has helped more than 500,000 students graduate from college and become leaders of our nation. Since its beginning in 1944, UNCF has made one truth known. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. Support UNCF as they continue supporting the dreams and hopes of 50,000 deserving students each year. Please visit uncf.org today. Happy 80th, UNCF.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clemens, visit Kenosha Marketing Director Meredith Jamesco, and Bar Band Friday Nights resume with Max Inc. radio host Terry Barr.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
First thing we had to do was go out and take care, and I had an advantage and disadvantage. I had a thing called the pandemic that was so badly handled that we were still dealing with people, thousands of people a day dying in America. Well, first of all, it was rationale to spend the money to go take care of that. That was the first big piece of legislation that got passed. And secondly, when I came along and said, look, in addition to that, we can now change the dynamic and invest more in the things that make us who we are.
Oh, thank you, Mr. President. Anyone have a deep sense of foreboding about Monday? All right. In which case, you will need to immediately go to sexyliberal.com and get a ticket for tomorrow night at the Warner Theater. Look who's here. Oh, my God. Former U.S. Attorney Glenn Kirchner is here.
Get me Glenn Kirchner.
Former 30-year federal prosecutor Glenn Kirchner.
I can listen to him talk all day.
He has answered the call for his country once again. MSNBC legal analyst Glenn Kirchner.
On the Stephanie Miller Show all day.
Pearson blue-eyed Glenn Kirchner.
We got the Glenn Kirchner now, and I feel okay.
Yeah, what? We are going to miss you so much tomorrow night. I mean, you are the original star of DC Sexy Liberal.
If I didn't have a mob of people, family and friends coming to the house tomorrow, you know, if I wasn't there for that, I would be excommunicated, which might not be a terrible thing. But I can't be with you all tomorrow, and I'm going to miss you, but I'm going to love you from afar.
Well, parking's not going to be good, I guess, at the Warner, so maybe we'll just all come to your house. What do you think?
Yeah,
bring it on.
They're not allowing parking around the Warner anymore.
Yeah, we had a caller who we appreciate the call. I understand, Glenn, honestly, being conspiratorial about anything with this incoming Trump administration, but, you know, we should point out Biden is still in charge, and it's Biden's Secret Service,
right.
So just give yourself extra time tomorrow night. Yep. It's going to be a little, we were talking about, a little challenging
around the Warner.
But I can see where you'd go to. Oh, of course, they're kind of trying to keep Jamie Raskin, blah, 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 you know, but this is what it's going to be like. You know, you obviously tweeted about the Pam Bondi thing, and it's just all of these hearings, one's more unsettling than the last one, right? I mean,
yeah.
Trump, what did Trump just, he just tweeted or whatever the hell he did.
Trothed.
About troughed. Yes, he troughed. Signal he might investigate the FBI's Office of DEI. Demanding the agency preserve and retain all records and documents. Well, as you know, they all have to do that anyway. That's just a threat. That's just a bully threat, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Steph, look, the darkness is descending on America. There's no two ways about it. Hopefully it will wait until after tomorrow night's Sexy Liberal
there
show. But
there
it is descending on America. So what we're going to need to do is continue to find and feed and support the points of light. And the good news is they are out there. First of all, we've got state governors and attorneys general ready to fight every unlawful executive order and other act of the Trump administration. And given the Trump lawyers available to him versus the lawyers in the states and the nonprofits who are ready to actually fight for the rule of law and the Constitution, they're going to crush Donald Trump and his lawyers. You know, now, will that push Donald Trump into sending the military out into the streets? I don't know. But we have to keep fighting the righteous fight. We have to keep supporting the points of light that are out there because we will survive this. And now, Steph, it's all about getting to the midterms.
Yeah, I mean, I got to say, I so appreciate Governor Newsom right now, who is, I don't care what you see on the right-wing ecosphere, is doing a great job in unimaginable circumstances out here. And I'm glad he said he's going to try to Trump-proof California. We're going to need protection from Trump. And, you know, I heard some right-winger go, oh, how about you fireproof it before you Trump-proof it? It's like, oh, okay. Sorry, we forgot to fireproof the entire state. He somehow would have prevented 8 months of drought and 100-mile-an-hour wins how exactly, right?
Yeah, and Donald Trump is all about hate, right? He never posts anything positive. He's just going to try to take advantage of every disaster and, you know, claim that somehow he is the hero in all of this. And, of course, he never is. He's always the villain. But, you know, just hold fast to the fact that when he had all of the levers of power in the first 2 years of his first administration, he couldn't do anything except get tax cuts for the billionaires and the corporations. Maybe he keeps those up and running, but he's going to be even more dysfunctional this time around with the incompetent folks he's surrounding himself with. So listen, we've got 2 years of one hell of a fight ahead of us, but we're going to remain in the fight. And ultimately, I think we're going to win that fight. It's going to take some time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just this, we were talking about just what a circus like all these hearings are, but you treated in particular. You said, so Pam Bondi said she neither listened to the recording of Trump telling the Georgia Secretary of State to fine me 11,780 votes, nor did she know Kash Patel published a de facto enemies list in his book. Really? If she's clearly not interested in informing herself on the issues of corruption in government. I mean, no one believes she wasn't aware of either of those two things. I mean, so these hearings, they aren't under oath, I guess, right?
They are. I don't think they swore in Hegseth, but I believe they swore in Bondi. And I believe that the practices, they're all under oath. Here's the good news. Well, it's only...
Perjury's just become like a way of life for them.
Exactly. We have no appetite for going after the ruling class criminals when they perjure themselves in front of Congress. That has become clear, and she sounded a lot like Bill Barr. And unfortunately... that is where we are in America these days. But here's the good news. You don't have to be under oath to catch a criminal charge. It's called an 18 United States Code 1001 statement. It's a 1001 statement is a false statement to Congress, regardless of if it's under oath or not. That's the minimally good news. The law that applies would hold liars before Congress accountable. The bad news is nobody bothers to apply that law to the ruling class criminals.
Yeah. It is that sense of, oh, my God, just nothing matters anymore. Nothing matters. I mean, you retweeted to your friend Katie Fang, who said Senator Whitehouse, who's our new best friend, by the way, who's on the show this week. Yeah. We'd like to see a White House, wouldn't we?
Sure.
Yeah. He said to Bondi, you've said you're going to prosecute DOJ prosecutors and investigators. Bondi, I said that on TV. Oh, okay, so it doesn't count. And I said, if they're bad, they'll be prosecuted. And you said, bad isn't the standard to prosecute anyone. It's actually criminal. Let's hope any future attorney general can keep those concepts straight. I mean, bad means against anything against Donald Trump.
Well, you know, bad, I guess, in Pam Bondi's view, might mean Democrats. But here's the thing. I raised five daughters and one son. My kids were bad sometimes. Doesn't mean they ought to be criminally prosecuted. It's
and you didn't put them in jail? What kind of fathering is that?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous for an aspiring attorney general to say, I'm going to prosecute bad people. No, you prosecute folks who've committed crimes and for whom you have enough facts to prove beyond a reasonable doubt those crimes, not people who, in your estimation, are bad, like Liz Cheney and Jack Smith and Adam Kinzinger and others. It's absurd where we are now on the law enforcement front. If these people are going to head up the Department of Justice, and gosh help us if Kash Patel becomes the director of the FBI, I urge everybody to go to his website. Kash Patel is a sock merchant. He's selling socks. Get ready for it. Kash Punisher socks. And his logo is a K, a dollar sign, and an H.
Hey, it could have been worse.
All the best FBI directors have their own online merch shops.
It could have been worse. Matt Gaetz is selling horse dewormer and ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine now. Okay, Glenn. We were just saying these whole hearings in general. It's just. They use it as an opportunity to lie, to put out, you know, to score political points. You said, my gosh, listening to Senator Grassley's disinformation-filled ramble at the Pam Bondi confirmation hearing, perhaps a more apt term than gaslighting would be grasslighting. Glenn, you made a little joke.
Yeah.
And you,
I'll be here all night.
It's because you're hanging out with the sexy liberals.
Two drink minimum. Thank you.
Don't forget to tip your servers.
Grasslighting.
There you go.
Trademark, Glenn Kirshner. But yeah, it's just, it is. It's like extraordinary. You know, I was at the Hegseth hearing. My head was going to explode. This whole like thing about Afghanistan, you know, just it's their political talking points that are just complete bull. right? You know, it's like this was Trump's Afghanistan withdrawal plan that he boxed Biden into with troop drawdowns, made a deal with the Taliban, cutting out the Afghan government. But they're just going to continue to lie. And we see it here in L.A. every single day. There's a new lie about the fires.
Stefan, the fact that the Republicans in the Senate are prepared to sacrifice the men and women of the armed forces, people who are there to fight for our safety every day, sacrifice them to a leader in air quotes like Pete Hegseth, I do not understand where the decency and the patriotism has gone in the Republican Party and the concern for the safety of our troops. It will evaporate if they vote to confirm Hegseth.
Yeah. Now, we love all of our legal lads and ladies. Harry Lipman is in San Diego, so it's too early. He's probably not up now. But he wrote a piece defending Merrick Garland.
Which he did.
I just wholly disagree with. I understand there are a lot of factors. Of course, it's not just one man. It's not just Merrick Garland. But I just disagreed with Harry's piece. And now, you're sexy liberal co-star who will join us tomorrow night, Jamie Raskin, you know, he and Dan Goldman have written a letter to Merrick Garland saying, please drop these charges in the classified documents case, release the report, you know, before Monday, which I hope will do. I don't have much hope that he will. Do you?
Merrick Garland was the wrong man for the moment. We needed a street fighter. We needed somebody who was as aggressive as an attorney general and any federal prosecutor can be, honestly, ethically, bound by the facts and the law.
Yeah.
But we needed an aggressive street fighter to try to save our democracy. Merrick Garland was not that guy. He was more concerned with optics and people potentially criticizing the department for being political. So, no, he let America down, plain and simple.
Yeah, and he definitely had help from, you know, Trump's Supreme Court. I hate to call it that, but it is. You know, Republicans, other, you know, there's a lot of factors, but you know, the thesis of Harry's piece is that he would never have been tried before the election, and I just disagree. I just, you know, I don't want to go through the whole, what do they call it, TikTok of this happened then and then this and this and this.
Yeah. But,
I mean, do you think there's any hope that he's going to drop the charges? I mean, you know they're going to be dropped Monday at 12:01, so I don't get it.
So it's interesting, Steph, dropping the charges against Donald Trump's co-conspirators, his co-defendants in the classified documents case, Walt Nauta and Carlos de Oliveira. I can argue both sides of that. I want those men held accountable for the national security crimes they committed as part of Donald Trump's conspiracy. But I do think the more important, because they were Trump's flunkies. So I think the more important goal is for the American people to see what Donald Trump's documents crimes really involved and to preserve the report and the evidence for potential future use. So if it takes dropping the cases against Nauta and de Oliveira, so be it. But remember, there's a court hearing today, and I wrote a piece for MSNBC that posted yesterday, a court hearing today in the classified documents case. Aileen Cannon is presiding over it, and she has no jurisdiction to preside over it because she was deprived of jurisdiction when she, one, dismissed the case, and two, the case is now in the Court of Appeals, which is the only court that has jurisdiction. And here's the Department of Justice playing along and ignoring the jurisdictional impediment to doing what's being done in that Florida courtroom right now. So we remain in with the rule of law turned upside down. We're entering the darkness, and we just have to keep fighting to find the points of light.
You may have to get a question mark at the end of that giant Justice Matters sign behind you. Justice Matters?
Yeah. Some people told me I should change the name of my YouTube channel to Come On, Justice Don't Matter.
What?
Well, Don't be silly.
I'm looking at this, you know, the Rudy Giuliani case with, you know, Miss Ruby and Shay. It's like, and I get it because this is our justice system when you're rich and well-connected is that, you know, they might never see the money. So they've settled. He gets to keep his homes, like nothing that would ever happen to any of us if we did what he did, you know, but you know, he gets to keep his homes and, you know, hopefully they will see some money.
Yeah, this is a curiosity because he is estimated to have a net worth of about $10 million. $6 million is his New York co-op, $3 million is his home down in Florida. That leaves $1 million if I'm done my math right. And here's the thing, the court already ordered that he has to give them the New York $6 million co-op. So how is it that now there's a settlement agreement that allows him to keep both houses? I can only infer that somebody galloped in and gave money, enough money, enough assets to Rudy for Shea Moss and Ruby Freeman to be satisfied with the settlement agreement they've entered into. There's a confidentiality clause, so we don't know how much or where the money came from. But here's the thing. If that settlement agreement was good enough for Shea and Ruby and their lawyers, well, it's good enough for me, and I don't even know the terms. So we can't assume that they were sold short. Their lawyers fought for them, and I'll bet this settlement agreement is good for them.
Yeah, and, you know, Glenn, we're at the point now where any sliver of justice is, you know, we'll take it. I mean, you know, and I will say that's one stroke of bad luck Merrick Garland had, was drawing Eileen Cannon. I mean, this is what it's going to be like the next 4 years. Are we going to draw some Trump hack judge, you know, or how many other people's lives are going to be destroyed like Shea and Ruby, you know?
And that's why you fight every righteous legal battle in court. You fight when a judge engages in overreach and doesn't have jurisdiction but holds hearings and issues orders anyway. And you fight a motion to recuse, to remove a judge who has no business presiding in the first place. Steph, maybe we lose those fights, but I fought them for 30 years. I won some, I lost some, but I never shied away from a righteous fight for fear I was going to upset or alienate the judge, because then the rule of law falls.
That's right, because we are Resistance 2.0. Starts tomorrow night at the Warner Theater. Don't think about it at all, Glenn. Don't think about the raucous laughter and love and... Don't think about America at all. And, you know, Jamie Raskin and, oh, who else? Officer Dunn and George Conway and Olivia Troy and Tara Settmeyer and...
It's a lot.
Jojo from Jurors. Hot women. Raucous laughter.
Rub it in.
Don't think about it at all.
You're not missing anything. Don't worry.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to find a parking space anyway.
The parking's
wouldn't have
terrible.
Any fun. Yeah. Just me and Tara Settmeyer and Jojo from Jurors draped on you, just fawning over you. Don't worry about it.
Well, I love you guys.
I love you too. Bye. 49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by my new best friends at Native Path.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I love my Native Path. Listen, don't get collagen jabbed in you. Native Path, that's the best way to get collagen in you. I put it in my coffee every morning. It's completely flavorless. You don't even know what's in there.
No.
You can put it in your oatmeal, your smoothie, soup, you name it. It is fantastic. Type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. Did you know that that's what it's made with? The two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body. It's found in your cartilage, bone, skin, hair, nails, and gut. It's good for all of that.
Yeah.
You know those way overpriced things are supposed to help you grow hair? Forget about that. Get your Native Path collagen, I'm telling you. It is a single ingredient formula, no fillers, additives, or artificial sweeteners. It's third-party tested for heavy metals, including every heavy metal band.
All of them?
Yes, ensuring purity and safety.
Like Metallica?
Mm-hmm. Completely flavorless Native Path collagen. Can be added to anything. It's bioavailable.
Oh, available.
Date something bioavailable for once.
Available.
It's available. It's absorbed. That means it's absorbed more easily and it mixes easily. No clumping. We're not clumping people. Get nativepath.com/Stephanie. Do it with mama. Start your transformation today. That is getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
4 out of 5 top Hollywood movie stars use...
Stephanie Miller.
It's a new year and it's time to make a difference. Have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Now's the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. FFRF is a leading voice for the separation of church and state. They're standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker, whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. And when you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You'll get access to exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Miller today, or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511, and become a member today. Text Miller to 511-511. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply. It's never been more important than right now. Visit ffrf.us/Miller today.
If you turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for.
but finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253-8126.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family. Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here, on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry, you're hungry.
Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob. Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and health care. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
If I could be sweet, I know.
Stephanie Miller.
Been a real bad girl. We can make it better. Tell me, boy, now, wouldn't that be sweet?
Yeah, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Okay. Welcome to the Idiocracy. Brian Stelter tweeted, Google searches for oligarchy spiked last night when Biden warned an oligarchy is taking shape in America. The top search was simply, what is an oligarchy? And many of the other searches were also asking for definitions, much like what is a tariff?
And can I change my vote?
Were the two main searches the day after the election. Okay. I like that it activated Bernie. He's like, did someone say millionaires and billionaires? Oligarchy. But he's right. President Biden's right. It's just, this is... Here's the thing. Victor Shee wrote this great piece, LA Wildfires, Misinformation, the Urgent Need for Democrats to Invest in New Media Infrastructure. It's just the information is out there if you look for it. You know, the actual correct information that would help you inform yourself before you vote is out there. Okay, where's the president last night?
I got a lot of criticism, understandably. We've invested more in red states than blue states.
That's in this book. That's in this report.
Well, for two reasons. One, red states really screwed up in terms of the way they handle their economy and the way they handle manufacturing and the way they handle access to supply chains.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, you know, Dr. Redliner said to us, like, obviously the death rates were way higher in red states because of the idiocy, the anti-vaxxing, anti-masking, you name it. Let's do Steve in Chicago real quick. Hey, Steve.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead.
Hey, yeah, I'm flying in tomorrow morning for Sexy Liberal.
Yay!
A pilot friend of mine. And I'm going to sit standby. The first flight he's got me on is at 6 o'clock, and I'm going to sit there all day until I get on a flight.
Aww.
And I'm going to meet up. Yeah, I'm going to meet up with an old Marine buddy of mine. We were in the Marine Corps in the late 70s at the end of Vietnam, and he's from West Virginia. We're going to have a reunion in D.C.
Yay! Yeah. Hoorah! Yay! Hoorah! We'll see you tomorrow night.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Our friend Matt Rothschild will be in the guest hosting chair next time, along with Tourism Secretary Ann Sayers, Wisconsin's Poet Laureate, and Brittany Merlot, talking owls and birds. Join them.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Israel's Security Cabinet recommended the ceasefire deal with Hamas that now just needs Israeli government ratification. That's expected. It would stop 15 months of fighting. 33 Israeli hostages would be released over a six-week period, says ABC's Ian Panel in Tel Aviv.
The hostages will be released over a six-week period. They'll be transferred to the military and then taken to one of six designated hospitals with specifically designed private wings to undergo a series of medical evaluations and psychological assessments.
The Biden administration's announced changes to Medicare's list of drugs that will be negotiated directly with drug makers. The list now includes popular weight loss drugs like Ozempic. This means likely savings for taxpayers. Administration officials say they have no plans to enforce the TikTok ban when it takes effect Sunday. And President-elect Trump's incoming national security advisor says they have a plan in place to keep the popular app from going dark. This is ABC News.